What's good about it? Using going onto a war footing as the analogy for what we now need to do just feels wrong. Wars in themselves fly in the face of adopting a low-carbon future. As Nelson Mandela said, it always seems impossible until it's done. Hope is a powerful force for change. People who feel more optimistic about the future are more likely to take action to improve it. Meanwhile, shiny optimism doesn't help. So it matters when so-called experts are selective about the data they write about because it reduces the need for urgency. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says, "Hope is not something that you have. Hope is something that you create with your actions. Hope is something you have to manifest into the world, and once one person has hope, it can be contagious." One thing is clear. The idea that it might already be too late to prevent a total climate catastrophe impacts people very differently depending on their age. Young people and children are having to deal with an unimaginably cruel burden. So-called green growth contains many contradictions. 1. Suggesting that pursuing economic growth measured by GDP represents a suitable future is the height of madness. 2. Infinite growth on a finite planet is simply not possible, and it drives environmental destruction and social injustice, so we urgently need to adopt a zero-growth, stable-state economy. And 3. Our first priority must be to decouple economic growth from the damage it does, transform the way we create wealth, and get rid of our obsession with GDP. Innovation will be critical, and policymakers have got to massively up their game. It's not doable without smart regulation and incentivization. We need to get going now on everything, moving swiftly from trial to scale while continuing to research more solutions. What you have to watch? The author concludes, writing in 2020, that this is literally the last decade in which authentic, grounded hope can anchor everything that needs to be done. At the time of recording, it is 2026.